USD Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the broadcast here of the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Fort Myers Miracle. This is game four of the six-game set. Lisa Pride here. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast, as this has been a great series. The Fort Myers... Did I say Miracle? Oh, I was trying to get through this whole series. Fort Myers Mighty Muscle. I can't even remember if I said it or not. But the Mighty Muscles are in town. They are the Class A team for the Minnesota Twins, and they have taken the first two games. Then last night, on Thursday, Jupiter was able to squeak out and win with a couple of unlikely home runs. So the Hammerheads won 4-1. Both teams had seven hits apiece. Fort Myers had two errors. They left 13 men on base, where Jupiter left nine, had no errors. Buxton picked up the win. He's 3-0 on the season. The loss went to Veen Taylor with his 11th save. And when I talk about those unlikely home runs, it came off the bat of Brett Roberts. That was his second homer of the season. And then Ian Lewis with a two-run shot. That was his first homer of the season. We'll talk more about that, but we're getting ready for our first pitch here as the lefty, Jose Salvador, takes the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. First pitch, and the first pitch is going out of play over there by the Cassidy Cool Zone. So for the visiting Mighty Muscles, leading things off is the right fielder, Dylan Noisy. The shortstop, Danny Dandrade, will step up to the plate in the second hole as the second pitch is delivered. This one is straightened up into fair territory, left field. Chase Luttrell tracking it down, makes the grab. So Noisy is retired as he flies out to center. once again, like yesterday, lots of rain here this afternoon, and it is just overcast here at the ballpark. It looks like out in right field, right center, the sun is trying to peek out, maybe making a nice sunset if you're over at the beach right now, but we're here at the ballpark. Day and draw day will step up to the plate. Lefty and righty matchup. He swings and misses at the first pitch. So still overcast, very, very heavy is the atmosphere here. So those balls aren't going to fly much. So I don't know how. You know, I talked to Ian and Brett, how they mustered, you know, and able to cut through this thick humidity to get the balls out of the ballpark, but they did. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. On the ground, hard hit. Takes a couple crazy bounces as it grows through the infield grass, but Lewis is there, and he'll make the throw over to Montgomery, and there's two down. So noisy day in draw day, and then it'll be the left fielder, Carson McCusker, who will be the number three hitter in the lineup, just joining, you know, not too long ago, a week or so ago here, the Mighty Muscles. So McCusker in the three spot. On deck, it'll be the third baseman, Rubel Cespedes. First pitch, and that's a ball upstairs. Today is a challenge day. So the umpire behind the plate, Isabella Robb, is calling the balls and strikes, but the players have the opportunity to challenge it using the ABS system. The 1-0 framed nicely by Fernandez, but Salvador Fernandez not getting the call, going in favor of McCusker, who lays off the second pitch. So two balls, no strikes. Salvador coming in at 90 miles per hour. He delivers a breaking ball, swing and a miss at 84. So 2-1 the count. So Cespedes is on deck. He's the cleanup hitter. Then it'll be Cruz, Schmidt, Perez, Houghton, and Tatum for the Mighty Muscles. The 2-1. This one is laced into center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. McCusker, all 6-8 of him, races down and takes the turn at first, but he'll stay there. So he'll have a two-out single here in the first.
The third baseman, number 20, from Oswald, Dominican Republic.
Salvador, as I mentioned, is being received by Fernandez, a local product here in South Florida. Montgomery's at first, Lewis at second, Spahn at short. Santiago, Carlos Santiago is joining us, is at third base. From left to right in the outfield, as the first pitch is delivered to the lefty at the plate, Cespedes for the strike. It'll be Latrell, Sanoa, and Roberts. Cespedes batting 223 with 8 homers and 35 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1, and that catches the outside edge against the lefty. The Mighty Muscles are back to wearing their royal, and they are royal and regal, purple tops with their gray bottoms. Cespedes likes to wear his pants up high, showing the solid purple socks. Salvador goes outside. He catches a corner, and Rob punches him out, but Cespedes taps his cap and wants a challenge, and he wins it. So the Hammerheads head back to the field. So Cespedes was punched out, but with the challenge rule, and he challenged it right there. It was overturned by the ABS, and it's a ball. So one ball, two strikes with two outs. Runner at first base for the Mighty Muscles. Salvador looks the runner back. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit. Diving after it as Montgomery. He spears it into his glove, and then a couple of steps. Steps on the bag before Cespedes, and that's out number three. Got his hands dirty, too, is when he speared that ball. Put his hands on the ground, and it's saturated. Not only is it saturated from the rain today, but I saw the grounds crew sprinkling the water on the field, too, before the game. So we've got zeros on the board as we head to the home half. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Bottom of one here at the Dean. There's one hit on the board as the Mighty Muscles, McCusker, the number three hitter, was able to get a single. The Hammerheads, it'll be their first at bat. Pitch clock called against the hitter, Roberts, here. So right away, he's starting off with one strike. Here's the 0-1, and that'll catch the corner outside. So quickly, Roberts is in the hole. Nothing and two. On the hill is Jack Noble. Receiving him is Tatum. The 0-2, and this one's coming back into the screen behind home plate as Roberts protects. So the leadoff hitter for the Hammerheads is Brett Roberts, the right fielder. Then it's the second baseman, Ian Lewis. The center fielder, Javier Sanoa, will bat in the three spot. In the cleanup spot, it's the left fielder, Chase Luttrell. The first baseman, Torin Montgomery, will bat in the five spot. Inside, breaking ball, swing and a miss to Roberts. So out number one as Roberts becomes the first strikeout victim of Jack Noble. Didn't seem to really start off fairly there as the pitch clock, like a timer, ran out on Roberts right off the bat, and he started off with a strike. Now Ian Lewis, he'll switch around, bat from the left side, facing the righty on the hill, Noble. One ball, no strikes. That pitch coming in at 91 miles per hour. Sanoa is on deck. As we mentioned, Luttrell is the cleanup hitter. Montgomery in the five spot. Santiago batting sixth. Spahn, the shortstop, in the seventh spot. The designated hitter, Sam Prater, will follow him. And then Andrew Fernandez, the catcher, will bat in the ninth spot for the Hammerheads. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Noble delivers, pop up, that'll go out of play. So the lineup for the Hammerheads once again is Roberts, Lewis, Sanoa, Luttrell, Montgomery, Santiago, Spahn, Prater, and Fernandez. Noble is on the hill, the righty for the Mighty Muscles. He's being received by Tatum. Schmitz at first as the breaking ball, a big curveball that hangs up there, is hit out of play by Lewis. So Schmidt at first, Perez at second, D'Andrade at short, Cespedes at third base. McCusker, Houghton, and Noisy from left to right in the outfield. The lineup for the Hammerheads is penciled in by their manager, Nelson Prada. Dead ball there, hit off the bat of Lewis, is batting .227 and has one home run. As I mentioned, that was last night where he picked up his first home run. It was a big one. The Hammerheads were up 2-1 at the time, but the way that both of these teams play, they definitely needed to get that two-run home run. It was an important one. Ball coming back into the screen behind home plate. Hammerheads won 4-1. Both teams had seven hits. Two of the seven hits were the home runs by Roberts and Lewis, who's at the plate. 2-2. Noble delivers in strike, or inside, rather. I guess I thought it was a strike. Too far, though. So, full count on Lewis. Everyone's playing straight away. Here's the pitch. Hard hit on the ground. Taken by Schmidt. He'll call off any help from Noble and step on first base. That was a hard hit ground ball. Handled nicely by Schmidt at first. Right by the bag, so it made it easy for him. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Javier Sanoa. Sanoa batting 292 with a home run and 46 runs batted in. He'll bat from the right side, slightly open stance. Actually stands in the center of the box, not too close to home plate, as the pitch is delivered a fastball at 91 inside, missing. Sanoa has a two-tone bat. The top is red. The bottom looks to be like an ashy natural color. Noble misses, breaking ball at 84. The Hammerheads are wearing their Miami blue tops, the alternate home jerseys, and their white pants. The 2-0, and Noble goes outside missing. He knows what a great hitter he is facing right here at the plate. As Sanoa, we mentioned, batting 292. And as far as the hitting in the Florida State League, Sanoa is in the top 10 in so many categories. Strike delivered, Sanoa takes. Sanoa has the most hits in the league with 89, second most ribbies at 46. His average is sixth in the league. He'll take off his gear as he has walked with two outs. So Sanoa getting on base, that's something he does a lot. As yesterday, though, he had a tough time. He went 0-for-4 with three ground outs and one strikeout looking. The day before, he was 1-for-5 and drove in a key run in the bottom of the 10th. It wasn't enough, though. It helped, but wasn't enough. Chase Luttrell goes after the first pitch. He's batting from the left side facing the righty Noble. Foul ball, so 0-1 the count. In game one, as I was talking about Sanoa, he had a base hit. So just held hitless last night after getting hits in the first two games. Throw over to first base, checking the runner, but Sanoa getting back in. As far as stolen bases, Sanoa is sixth in the league with 23. Mikey Perez on the other side of the diamond has 21 stolen bases. A couple of speedsters here today in the lineups. Strike delivered, breaking ball 85 that goes outside and just catches the corner on Luttrell. One hit for the Mighty Muscles, no runs. No hits, no runs for the Hammerheads. We're in the bottom of the first. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network here. Throw again over to first, not in time. Looks like the sun is trying to peek through as we had some really dark skies, a lot of rain, thunder and lightning, of course, lighting things up here early this afternoon and all across South Florida. Sanoa looking like he's going to run, flinches, ball on the ground. It's an easy pickup for the second baseman, Perez, as he throws to Schmidt. So Luttrell will ground out to end things here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We will head to the top of the second here at the Dean, and both teams are scoreless so far.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Dean, top of the second. First up for the Mighty Muscles is Rafael Cruz. Pitch delivered by Salvador, and he goes outside. So one ball and no strikes to Cruz. It'll be Cruz, Schmidt, and Perez. That's the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the lineup for the Mighty Muscles facing Salvador. Salvador, as I mentioned, is a lefty. At the plate is the right-handed hitter, Cruz. Two balls, no strikes. Wind is blowing right to left here. Here's the 2-0 pop-up. It'll stay in the infield. Montgomery calling everyone off, backing him up as Lewis. And he gets out of the way as the ball does move a little bit towards Lewis, who's behind him. So Montgomery bringing it in, and Cruz is retired.
Now letting the first baseman, number 33, he's from Texas. Austin, Texas, Kyle Schmidt.
Kyle Schmidt, the first baseman, will step up to the plate. Lefty on righty matchup. Perez on deck right now. Schmidt takes ball number one. Salvador is 23 years of age as he delivers another offering, and that's a strike at 77. Salvador really mixing things up here early on. Then he fires back here, but it goes right up the middle off the bat of Schmidt. He waited on it. It was a fastball that was just like a meatball. I saw it all the way too, right down the heart of the plate. So Salvador not at all fooling Schmidt as he lines that ball right up the middle. One out single. The first baseman is at first. Mikey Perez will step on in, the second baseman. The righty's batting 189 with 3 homers and 13 runs batted in. First pitch, he hits it up in the air. It's coming in into shallow right center. Ranging is Sanoa. He'll lose his cap but make the grab. So Perez is retired as he pops out. Two down, Schmidt remains at first base.
The center fielder, number 21.
Salvador is 6'2", 170 from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. A few months and he'll turn 24. He's born in September in 1999. First pitch pops out of the glove of Fernandez. He flips off his mask, but he can't get to the ball quick enough, kind of loses it a little. And Schmidt will race to second base with 2 outs. Houghton at the plate is batting 223. The center fielder, we've seen him make some great defensive plays and is now hoping to produce here at the bottom of the lineup, which he did last night. He doubled last night. Dribbler, left side, barehanded by Santiago. Long throw to first. It's in time, and that's out number 2 as Schmidt does advance, though, to third base and is in scoring position. Great job by Santiago. He barehanded that as it dribbled towards third base down the line. He knew he had no chance to do anything at third. Only play he had was to throw to first base. And he just made it look so easy. Just lobbing it over there, but it went over quickly. Salvador was claimed by the Marlins this year. Last year, he played for the Tri-City Dust Devils in High A. He'll kick and throw over to first base to check the runner. He does have a runner at third, though, right now. Wait. as Houghton. Actually, I thought he was out. I thought they called him out, but he made it just in time, and he's safe at first base. Dylan Tatum is at the plate. 0-1 to the catcher, who's batting 178. The kick, the pitch, check, swing, did he go? Fernandez is trying to get a call from Tyler Green, who's out on the base pass. Isabella Robb is the umpire behind the plate, but does not get it in favor of the Hammerhead. So 1-1 is the count. Tatum remaining alive at the plate. Fans here wanted a different call, but doesn't go in their favor tonight. More and more, the sun is starting to shine here at the Dean. Somewhere it's going to be a beautiful sunset. We've got the sun reflecting off the clouds in right center as it peeks through. Framing it so nicely is Fernandez, uncontested. Houghton races down to second base. Two balls and two strikes to the catcher for the Mighty Muscles. The pitch. And Fernandez wants to challenge that. It looked like it was right down the heart of the plate, and it is a strike. So that is a called third strike. And this time, the challenge goes in favor of the Hammerheads, not the Mighty Muscles. And the batter is out. Tatum goes down looking, leaving two stranded, which is what the Mighty Muscles have been doing for this series, leaving a lot of runners stranded on the base pass. It's a 0-0 ball game as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org.
Torin Montgomery, the first batter here in the bottom of the second for the Hammerheads, takes pitch number one. Strike delivered by Noble at 81. Then going inside, Montgomery turns on it, base it into right field. Sorry about that. Montgomery, that's just all he ever does is get on base. So leading things off here in the bottom of the second, Torin Montgomery, the first baseman for the Hammerheads, loops in. It's a base hit in right field. Montgomery doubles last night. That was his eighth double on the season. At the plate, it's Carlos Santiago. He'll bat from the left side, facing the righty Noble, and he takes ball number one at 84. Montgomery doubled in game two. A big swing and a miss. Did not double in game one, but picked up two hits and a ribby. So Montgomery back on the base pass where we usually see him. Here's the 1-1, and that ball is going out of play, I believe. It looks like it will. McCusker gives chase, but it hits the aluminum bleachers out in left field. Santiago at the plate, the third baseman, returning here for the Hammerheads. As the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez, was hurt the other day, a ball glanced off his face that he was fielding at third base, and he has a fractured nose. He'll be out for 3 weeks. Hopefully he'll return sooner, though. That's not easy when you get a ball off your face like that. Very, very painful. It's just such a sensitive area. Two balls, two strikes to Santiago. Crouches down, awaits the pitch. Here it comes. It's upstairs and missing. Santiago with the all-natural bat, has white batting gloves, wears his black socks, solid black socks up high, and has black and white spikes. Not all black, like Buxton had last night, but has some white on it. Going way inside, runner going, Montgomery is. The pitch misses, and that will put Santiago at first base. He'll walk down to first, as Montgomery was already running to second, and he's pushed over with the walk to Santiago. Two walks now allowed by Noble, one in each inning. Harrison Spahn will step up to the plate, the shortstop for the Hammerheads. Strike delivered to Spahn. Harrison singled last night. Picked up a hit the game before, and in game number one was hitless, so has two hits in the series so far. We're in game number four of a six-game set. This is my last game broadcasting here at home at the Dean, but I'll be on the road with the guys and head over to West Palm Beach when they return to play Clearwater. We might pick up a couple of road games too, but we'll be over in the ballpark in West Palm Beach. Slap fouled, 1-2, the count to Spahn. But this is my last game broadcasting here while the construction is going on and we're all on the road. Now tomorrow will be the last game for fans here at the Dean, and then after that they'll either have to meet the team on the road or go over to the West Palm Beach ballpark, the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Here's the 1-2 at the knees, missing. There will be one more game played on Sunday, and as you know, that game is at noon. Those games are always at noon and without fans in the stands, so it's a complex game. We always have some family, though, and friends that come in, scouts and staff. Fly ball to deep right field, circling in and calling for it is Noisy. He'll throw it in because he doesn't want the runners to advance. That's a big throw by Noisy in right. So he makes the grab out in right to retire Spahn, who flies out. That had both Houghton and Noisy converging as the ball was hit into the gap in right center. Noisy ran into down. He's got a good arm. He had that, threw that ball into the third base. So Montgomery stayed at second and Santiago at first. One out, Sam Prater will step up, the designated hitter today. He was the catcher last night, receiving Buxton to start things off. First pitch, strike inside to Prater. Prater was aboard and scored the first run for the Hammerheads, tied things up. He walked yesterday to get on base. This ball will be hit out of play. Fans screaming for it. Prater was 2-for-4 in game two. Scored a run, doubled and singled. Also stole a base. Had a good game two. Prater did not play in game one. Fernandez was the catcher, and the designated hitter was Montgomery. Noble deals inside and misses. Gets Prater to hop out of the way. 1-2 the count with one out. We've hit the 7 o'clock mark here at the Dean. The 1-2, and that'll miss outside the catcher. Tatum trying to bring his glove back in to get a strike call because it is not ABS night, only for challenges. Otherwise, Isabella Robb is calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. For the next three games, we will have balls and strikes being called by the umpires. Here's the 2-2. Now that's called out on the outside part of the plate. It is challenged by Prater. It's a strike. So Prater will go down on strikes, and that will be a strike against the Hammerheads as they lose a challenge. Each team has three challenges, and if when they challenge they are not correct and it's overturned against them, then they lose a challenge. So the Hammerheads have lost a challenge. They're down to two. Breaking ball inside, going right after is Fernandez. He chops it by the mound. Spinning around is the pitcher, Noble. He'll only be able to throw to first base, and he is able to catch Fernandez. So two are left stranded as the Hammerheads come up empty. We'll head to the top of the third, and it's still 0-0 on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Of the third, Dylan Noisy at the plate. It looks like the stadium lights might be turned on now, even though we do have some sunshine peeking through. It's setting here at the Dean, and it'll completely set about 8:18. Nothing and two with Noisy at the plate. Salvador remains on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Mighty Muscles have three hits today, but no runs. Swing and a miss, and Noisy, the leadoff hitter, will go down swinging. Salvador picks up his second strikeout of the night.
The shortstop number 8, Danny DeAndrade.
Salvador at the belt for the strike to the shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. DeAndrade grounded out back in the first to Lewis. Got some hecklers here at the ballpark. Nothing and two. Always have to heckle the umpire, right? Here's the 0-2 that's popped up. Going back in center field is Sanoa. He will drift almost to the track, and over his head he makes the grab. So a great job by the center fielder Sanoa as he tracks down this fly ball that somehow had some carry, because right now I don't see any wind at all. None of the flags are blowing anywhere at the complex. So a deep fly ball tracked down by Sanoa for out number two. That'll bring up the left fielder, Carson McCusker. McCusker picked up the first hit, one of three for the Mighty Muscles here tonight. Salvador pitching him very carefully, a big 6'8 right-handed hitter with a lot of pop in his bat. Missing first pitch, one ball, no strikes. Salvador nods, then delivers. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate at 78 for the strike. He has that sweet slider that comes in. Here's the 1-1, and that'll go opposite and drop in for a base hit. Roberts there to stop it from going anywhere else and right. So McCusker, for the second time tonight with two outs, singles, and keeps his team alive. McCusker, his first time up, went up the middle, this time into right. Rubel Cespedes batting from the left side, so lefty-on-lefty matchup, grounded out to first, back in the first, leaving McCusker stranded. Salvador goes after Cespedes and offers a strike first pitch. Salvador this season with Jupiter is 1-0 as he throws over to first base, checking McCusker. 0.00 ERA. This is Salvador's only his second game pitching with the Hammerheads, his first start. In his one game with the Hammerheads, he worked four innings, allowed a hit, no runs. Walked one and struck out one. Opponents batted 0.77 against him. One ball, one strike, two outs. As Salvador went outside and Cespedes laid off of it. Keeps his bat on his left shoulder till the pitch is delivered. Then he swings and misses here at the breaking ball at 78. The ball gets by Fernandez. So McCusker will go to second base. With Tri-City in high A, Salvador was 1-for-2 this season, a 6.00 ERA. Appeared in 10 games, started 3, struck out 22 in 27 innings. The 1-2 pop-up, left side, racing after it, and calling everyone off is Fernandez, and he'll make the grab right by his dugout for out number 3 and leave McCusker stranded at second base. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third here at the Dean. It's a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jupiter Hammerheads. Top of the order, right fielder, number one, Brett Roberts.
Welcome back. Bottom of three. We're back up to the top of the order with the Hammerheads. They've left three stranded here tonight. Brett Roberts trying to make things, change things up, going after the first pitch. It's a curveball that he drives into center field, but it hangs up just enough for Houghton in center to make the grab. So out number one as Roberts flies out to center field. Ian Lewis will step in. Lewis, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side, facing the righty Noble. He grounded out back in the first. I had a good conversation with Brett and Ian before the game. They took so much BP. They were in the cage, and they'll go after the first pitch. He drives it to right field. Will it be enough as it goes back, back, back? That is noisy, and he stops at the warning track and makes the grab. So Ian Lewis looking for another home run tonight, but just stops short, maybe a foot from that right field fence. So back-to-back fly outs by the first two batters for the Hammerheads. Lewis giving that ball a ride, but it's not enough in this very thick air with the humidity just dragging it down. Javier Sanoa. He was in the BP rotation. They were in the cages with just all the rain. Not a lot you can do today. The heat and the rain had to juggle in between, so the guys were in the cages and Sanoa was in there. They have a lot of fun dancing with the music, you know, relaxing, chatting, but I mean, it was all business too. They take a lot of hacks, a lot of pitches in the cage thrown by coaches, and also a lot of teamwork. Teamwork is so important, and I know for the youngsters it's probably boring, but the guys always take a lot of heat work, teamwork. Ground ball, Cespedes to Schmidt, and it'll be a 1-2-3 inning here as down go the Hammerheads. They come up empty. No hits, no runs, no errors, no one left on base. We'll head to top of the fourth here at the Dean. Still a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ball game, leading off Fort Myers, the designated hitter, number 11, Rafael Cruz.
Top of four here at the Dean, zeros on the board, and the ball's coming back. Boy, if we didn't have that screen as high as we did behind home plate, I'd get a lot of balls here in the broadcast booth. I like to walk with a souvenir. I've got one big league ball here next to me. Check swing. It's a dribbler, and diving after is Lewis. He stops it on the grass, spins around, and tries to pick it up to make the play. But that was a hard play to be made, as off the bat of Rafael Cruz, second pitch, check swing. He lurched after it, and just kind of put it over into the right side of the diamond. And it was just out of the reach of Lewis, but somehow he, you know, raced over, dove after, and stopped it. But just wasn't enough, not enough time. Cruz at first base with the infield base hit. Or if Lewis wouldn't have got a glove on it, that'd just be a base hit into right. Kyle Schmidt at the plate. He's batting 381. Base hit up the middle. Back in the second, so he's one for one. Here's the pitch. Hard hit on the ground to one knee. Goes Spahn. He throws to Lewis and then to Montgomery. So Spahn to Lewis to Montgomery with a double play. And there's quickly two outs here in the fourth. 6-4-3. You just gotta love those routine double plays. Mikey Perez will step up to the plate, who popped up to center field his first trip up. So he's 0-for-1. I mentioned that Salvador is new here to the Jupiter Hammerheads. This is his second game, first start with Jupiter. He pitched on June 30th against the Palm Beach Cardinals, picked up the win that day, four innings of work, allowed a hit, no runs, walked one, struck out one. So a good outing for him. Fresh start, too, as he was struggling with a Tri-City. One ball, no strikes, knees, strike. Slider at 79. He's got great control of that pitch. Here comes the pitch. Again at the knees, same pitch, 79. That's inside. Perez not swinging for the first three pitches delivered by Salvador. The 1-2 offering, and that'll miss. I thought Perez is going to try and chop it out of the way. So two balls and two strikes to Perez. 7, 8, and 9 here. There's two outs, though. The 2-2 swing and a miss. And Perez goes down swinging. So with the help of a double play, it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth, still a 0-0 ball game, as you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back. First pitch to Chase Luttrell, and he flies that one out. A big towering fly ball to left that McCusker has enough time to wait on it. So Luttrell has retired. As he flies out to left, there's one down. That's what Roberts and Lewis did. They both went after the first pitch and all fly out. So that might be the scouting report on Jack Noble here tonight, or at least what the guys have seen their first trip up to the plate, and now they're going against him another time. Strike delivered to Montgomery. Now he's patient at the plate and takes pitch number one. He's batting 319. Today he's 1-for-1, singled to right back in the second. Righty on righty matchup. Montgomery taking pitch number two. So one ball and one strike to Montgomery. Noble at 85, his last pitch. Red and black bat Montgomery has. He's got a hot bat, whatever it is. It's filled with a lot of hits. He'll lay off the next offering, though, for strike number two at 91. That's Noble's fastball at 91. He's thrown 46 pitches, 30 for strikes. Here comes 47. That's a breaking ball that Montgomery can't time up, and he'll swing and miss. So Torrent is retired. That is the third strikeout for Noble, and it'll bring up Carlos Santiago. Quickly, we've got two outs here in the fourth. Santiago walked back in the second. He'll bat from the left side. Taking a look at Noble, his numbers with Fort Myers this season. He's 0-1, 3.60 ERA as Santiago takes strike number one. He's pitched in one game, started it. Five innings of work, allowed two hits, three runs, only two were earned. Walked two, hit two batters, and only struck out one. Pop-up into center, shifting to his right is Houghton. He calls off McCusker. He'll make the grab as actually the sun comes out right in his eyes. But Santiago's retired as he pops up to end things. So a quick 1-2-3. Down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the top of the fifth. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Mighty Muscles. Still 0-0 on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their...
Back here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, I'm Lisa Pride. Jose Salvador still on the hill here for the Hammerheads. He's having a good outing here today. In his fifth inning of work, he's facing Maddox Houghton, then Tatum and Noisy. One ball, one strike to the center fielder. Base hit back in the second. Here's the 1-1 chopper on the ground. It'll be picked up by Spahn. Long throw to first in time to Montgomery. So Houghton is retired as he grounds out to short.
The catcher number 19, Dylan Taylor.
Spahn had to wait on it, and sometimes those are the hardest ones because you don't know if the ball is going to, you know, start slowing down, speeding up, taking a different angle, hitting a bump. So he went down, waited for it as it rolled through the infield kind of slow. but he was able to make a quick throw to first base in time. Dylan Tatum takes the first pitch strike. That amazing, filthy breaking ball at 79 that Salvador is able to locate. This one coming at 78, and it foul tips into the glove of the catcher, so there's two strikes on Tatum. And Tatum struck out looking last trip up to the plate, and that was with the help of the challenge call. A little bit too low there, so 1-2 the count. There is action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. A lefty is warming up. We've got a lefty on the hill right now in Salvador. Both pitchers kind of new to their teams. A line drive into left. That'll be trouble for Latrell out there. Rounding first base, headed to second as Latrell tries to find it out in the corner there in left field. It just knocks off the boards. But Tatum will halt up, and he will have a one-out double. That was a fastball coming at 91, and Tatum just sat on it and then drilled it into left field, and Latrell had to track it down. And like I said, when it gets in the corners here, it bounces off just like a pinball machine, and you have to kind of wait for it and play it really well. Otherwise, it'll take even a little bit longer. Tatum picking up the double with one out. First pitch, Noisy, the leadoff hitter for the Mighty Muscles, flies out to left. He knew as soon as he swung at that first pitch that he had missed it, and it was just towering up there into the clouds.
The shortstop number 8, Danny DeAndrade.
So two down, runner still in scoring position, the catcher Tatum at second. The shortstop, Danny DeAndrade, will step up to the plate. He's 0-2. He grounded out in the first, flied out in the third. We've got the lefty-righty matchup. Fernandez trying to get a call there, but doesn't. So DeAndrade has the count favoring him right now. One ball and no strikes. The second offering, missing inside at 84. DeAndrade last night. Let's see, how did he do? He doubled in one of his trips to the plates. Was a designated hitter last night. Three straight balls now to DeAndrade. Second game of the series. He singled. He also was hit by a pitch and walked, so he was on base three times. And I don't believe, no, he did not play in the first game. Runner at second, two outs. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and that'll miss upstairs, and nobody's challenging that. So a two-out walk to put two aboard. And the Mighty Muscles, they get on board. We've been talking about it, but they leave a lot of runners stranded. So far, they've left four stranded here tonight. 13 left on base last night, 15 the night before, and 8 the night before that. It's just crazy to see so many on base and you know, being left stranded. Quite a few bases loaded situations that the Hammerheads pitching and defense was able to get out of. McCusker here at the plate, the big bat swings and misses at the 79 mile per hour breaking ball. So Tatum at second, DeAndrade at first. McCusker at the plate. Here's the 0-1. That'll float in right on the outside part of the plate. Oof. Salvador just places it so nicely at 79. He locates that pitch so nicely. It's very, very consistent in or out. And he can get guys to swing and miss on it. So the 0-2 with two runners aboard. Here comes the pitch inside. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball, and McCusker, for the first time today, he goes down swinging. It's a big out, though, here in the fifth to leave two stranded. We head to the home half of the fifth. It's a scoreless ball game here in Jupiter, Florida. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcast.
age, and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov.
Back at the Dean, it's Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in Jupiter, Florida. And take a picture now because it'll look different the next time you come here to the ballpark. Unless you're coming tomorrow, then probably look the same. Same on Sunday, but after that, the wrecking ball is coming out. Nothing in one to Harrison Spahn. Spahn is 0 for 1 today. Takes the second offering for strike number 2 at 90 miles per hour. Jack Noble remains on the hill. He's thrown 51 pitches, 35 for strikes, and he's working on striking out Spahn. He has struck out 3 other hammerhead hitters. Spahn, though, swings, and there's a fly ball over on the right side, running after into foul territory, and he hits the bullpen of his teammates, who actually pick up their metal folding chairs to give him room, and Noisy makes the grab in foul territory. That was a long run for the right fielder, and that's the first time I've seen a team in the bullpen pick up their metal seats and get out of the way. That's what you need to do, though, isn't it? So Spahn is retired as he flies out. There's one down. Sam Prater at the plate. He'll take strike number 1. He struck out back in the second. He lost a challenge call, and so he went down looking. Now he watches the second pitch fly by, but it's wide of the plate to the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Flags are fluttering out and right, so we're getting a little breeze out there. Not much. The 1-1 chop foul by the plate, so 1-2 to Prater. Prater's battling. He's around 139 right now, his average. The bullpens, the guys will love the bullpens when they head over to the West Palm Beach ballpark, as they are in the outfield and they have their own little area, so they're not wide open the way they are here. Here's the 1-2, and that's a called third strike. Prater is not going to challenge it this time, but he will have a lot to think about as he's a designated hitter and has gone down looking on strikes both times up to the plate now. Two down, the number 9 hitter in the lineup, number 8, Andrew Fernandez, is the catcher tonight. Slightly open stance, has his bat on his right shoulder, wiggles a little, then gets it ready as the pitch is delivered and missing outside. But the bullpens, they get fly balls out there, though, in left and right field. You better believe that. A lot of kids, they get to go out there and watch the guys warm up from up above on the concourse. So they're looking down into the bullpen. It's kind of nice how the field is down lower and the low bowl is low enough that when you get your refreshments, it's open. You can still see the field and watch the game. You don't have to go back behind the seats like you do here at the Dean and not be able to see or hear the game. So there, everyone, it's wide open. You'll see the game. A lot of really, really, you know, fun places to sit and watch the game, too. So everyone, keep listening to us, but head out to the ballpark of the Baldwin Beaches at the end of the month. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. And Noble strikes out the last two batters he faces. It's another 1-2-3 inning. And once again, holding the Hammerheads to only one hit and no runs as we'll head to the top of the sixth. The grounds crew will get out there and sweep up the field. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Gov, a message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Rubel Cespedes will face a new pitcher on the hill from Venezuela, Manuel Medina, another lefty. So back-to-back lefties, the Hammerheads are tossing against the mighty muscles here today. Two balls, no strikes. Medina delivers. He'll catch the corner right at the knees there outside. So 2-1 is the count. Another strike. So Medina coming back from the first two pitches as balls 2-2. Medina 5'10", 140, the 21-year-old. His next offering is a strike, so he strikes out the first batter he faces in Cespedes.
The designated hitter, number 11, Rafael Cruz.
Medina pitched for the Hammerheads last season. Picked up by the Marlins organization in 2019 as an international free agent. Breaking ball 81, swing and a miss by Rafael Cruz. Cruz is 1-for-2 today. Here's the 0-1, another swing and a miss. And another breaking ball at 81. Schmidt is on deck as the ball gets by Medina. Lewis will throw that in. Medina this season with the Hammerheads is 2-0, 4.50 ERA. This is his 12th appearance, all in relief for Jupiter as he misses outside. 2-1. 22 innings pitched. He's allowed 23 hits, 13 runs, 11 earned, walked 11, but has struck out 30. Hard hit down the line, it's foul. Opponents batting 256 against him. So 30 strikeouts in 22 innings. Now he has 31 and 22 and a third. The 2-2 off the end of the bat, check swing that'll go foul. Salvador, the book's been closed. Went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits. No runs. That is key, isn't it? only walked one, struck out four, and his ERA remains 0.00 in his second game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. So far, looks to be a good pickup and good addition here to the Jupiter Hammerheads. He did pitch in high A ball, and is now, this isn't single A, so I know he's looking for a move up too, and he's showing it, but so is Medina as he strikes out Cruz. He sends a pitch at 81, way outside, and Cruz fooled, and he'll go after it. Comes up empty. So back-to-back strikeouts for the reliever. That'll bring up Kyle Schmidt, lefty and righty matchup. Schmidt batting 372, takes pitch number one for ball number one. Medina kicks, delivers, oh, right on the outside edge, but missing there. A little bit too low. Two balls, no strikes. The glove pops, but it only came in at 80. Here's the 2-0, and this is a pop-up. That looks like it'll go into the seats, be a souvenir for the, it hopped so hard and it went into the suites. That's hard to do sometimes. And there's some excitement there for the fans that are in the suites and some non-excitement for the young fans down below where the ball just hopped by. Upstairs, the fastball at 90, a swing and a miss. So two balls and two strikes on Schmidt. This has been a game similar to the first three games, but yet different. Some great pitching, and the game's close. And there's a swing and a miss. Medina has just come in and struck out the side, all going down swinging. So there's no runs, hits, errors, or anyone left on base. We'll head to the home half of the sixth. We're back up to the top of the order with Roberts, Lewis, and Sanoa. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Brett Roberts, the leadoff hitter for the Jupiter Hammerheads, will step up to the plate for the third time today as the sun is starting to set here at the Dean. There's a lot of clouds, so it's kind of setting a little early. It peaked out for a moment and looked like we'd get a nice sunny sunset, but then those clouds low below decided to stop that from happening. Roberts takes first pitch, ball. Noble still on the hill, goes after Roberts and delivers a strike at 90 miles per hour. Roberts is 0 for 2. He struck out in the first, flied out to center in the third. Lewis is on deck, Sanoa in the hole. Noble delivers and misses low. I talked to Roberts and we were talking a little bit about, boy, how hot it is here. He played for Florida State, is from Atlanta, so he's used to the heat. Here's the 2-1. And it's hot, I'm telling you. I know it was around 100 triple digits again here today, but then quickly in the afternoon when the clouds came at game time, the humidity was 87, so it feels like 86. I think the temperature is around 80, though, degrees. But boy, it's just a sweaty mess here. Chopper up the middle, underhanded by Noble as he races to first. Gets it to Schmidt in time, and Roberts is retired for the third time tonight as he grounds out to the pitcher. We joked, though, and said, you know what? We'll take the heat over the cold any day. And then I said, yeah, you know, the guy's moving up, which I'm sure Roberts is hoping to in Beloit. Now it's a little nicer now, but early in the season, when you go up to Beloit from here and you're used to all the heat, boy, is that a shocker. Because Beloit, they get snow up there. They get a lot of cold days in the first few months. That's way up in Wisconsin, which is crazy because the way that the Marlins restructured, they have, you know, the Dominican Summer League. We have the Complex League, the Gulf Coast League right here in Jupiter. You stay here for low A. Then high A, you're up to Beloit. Double A, you're back in Florida. You're in Pensacola. And Triple A's in Jacksonville. And the big club, of course, is in Miami. So all Florida, you know, and in the tropics, including the Dominican, except for high A. But that's where these guys want to go. That's where Ian Lewis wants to go. One ball, one strike to Ian. And he takes the pitch. I think he wants to challenge. I don't know. He knocked down his helmet. He's talking to the umpire. Yeah, he wants to challenge it. And it is a strike against Lewis. The call is upheld, so the Hammerheads lose that challenge. They're down to one more. I don't think the Mighty Muscles have lost a challenge. I think they've only challenged like once. The pitch, it's low. Lewis does a little bunny hop there, or I don't know, a lunge down, but doesn't swing after it. 2-2 with one out. It was fun to watch both Brett and Ian hit the homers last night. They're not usually the home run hitters. Latrell has got a handful. They're trying to catch up. So a full count on Lewis, the last pitch, a fastball at 91. Noble takes a breath, sets at the belt, then delivers a swing and a miss by Roberts. And for the second time today, he will go down swinging. I mean, that's Ian Lewis. Sorry, I said Roberts there. So two down as we bring up the center fielder, Javier Sanoa. Sanoa with two outs, walked in the first, then grounded out in the third. Guys are a little excited about the move. A couple of them live a little bit closer, as I was talking to Roberts and Lewis. It'll be closer for them to get to the ballpark of the Balm Beaches than here. As Noble hits some worms as he pitches that ball into the dirt by the plates. Two balls, no strikes to Sanoa. Pretty soon, I'm going to have to turn on the lights. I've got the lights, as I mentioned, early on the field. I'm going to have to turn them on here in the press box. We're getting close to 8 o'clock, and it's not any sun here. Here's the 2-0, and that'll be a strike. Tatum trying to get even more help by quickly moving his glove over. It's a little too obvious there. You know, the guys try and make it less obvious to get their move their gloves to get the called strike. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball that breaks upstairs, and Sanoa puts it opposite into right field for the two-out single. Sanoa, I believe now that's his 90th hit. I was mentioning how he leads the league in hits, and it is his 90th hit of the season. If Sanoa can steal a bag, that'll be his 24th of the season. He makes a big leap towards second base, but then returns as Latrell steps up to the plate. We mentioned he's the one that hits the homers on the team. One ball, no strikes with two outs. Noble starts him off with a breaking ball. He's at 76 pitches, 50 for strikes. Wind's starting to pick up in right, kind of looks like it's blowing out now a little bit. Throw quickly over to first base to check Sanoa, but he's back. Well, the Hammerheads now have two hits on the board. One off the bat of Sanoa right here, one off the bat of Montgomery in the second. No runs, while the Mighty Muscles have six hits and no runs. The 1-0, and that'll miss low. Nelson Prada coaching third base, Nate Michaelis at first. The pitching coach for the Hammerheads is Glenn Dishman. Ty Hawkins is the hitting coach. Prada giving the signals as pitcher-catcher go out to talk things over. Latrell at the plate's batting .250 with five homers, and he's driven in 29 on the season. Now there's some action in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. The catcher's up. He's trying to get the pitcher to get up. There's two outs. Maybe they want to wait. Good crowd here at the Dean. I can't believe we are ending the July 4th week soon. That seemed so close yet so far away as we had our mega bash on Monday and Tuesday. Here's the 2-0. The ball is coming back and then it'll go out of play. The guys aren't used to playing on Monday. Usually have Mondays off. Not this week. Monday and Tuesday they played. Monday the Hammerheads won on mega bash day one against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Then Fort Myers came into town and they've lost the first two games. There goes the runner. The throw dropped by Tatum and safely to second base, Sanoa goes. That's his 24th stolen base on the season. Three and one, the count to Latrell. There's two outs. Sanoa in scoring position. Here comes the pitch. This ball is hit high in the air. Running after it is Houghton in center field. He's going all the way to the track and does make the catch as he crashes against the big wave sign out in left center. So Latrell tried to get and drive in Sanoa, but instead he flies out and ends things here in the sixth, leaves Sanoa stranded. So once again, for how many times have I said it, but we're taking a 0-0 ball game into the seventh here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
And we're back. Lisa Pride here with the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. So glad to join you. Four straight games in a row here at the Dean. Swing and a miss as Manuel Medina comes back for a second inning of work and is looking for his fourth straight strikeout in a row. Gets Perez to swing and miss. Now, Mikey, the second baseman, Perez, takes a second pitch for a ball. One ball, one strike. Medina turns and fires in, but misses inside. Medina, a lefty. He came in for the left-handed starter Salvador. Both bullpens have action now. They've got a hammerhead, a righty warming up, tossing, and it looks like a righty is warming up in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. Foul ball, two balls, two strikes to Perez. I'm looking at the scores around the Florida State League, and we have a big red no-hitter alert in Dunedin. The Blue Jays are winning 1-0 in the seventh over Tampa. Swing and a miss, and guess what? It is four in a row for Medina. Wow. That's all I can say. Wowsy, 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 right? What a night it is for Medina in his second inning of work. He has now struck out four Mighty Muscle hitters, three in the sixth, one here in the seventh, and his first pitch delivered to Houghton is a strike. Medina misses inside at 81, so one ball and one strike. And that catcher's mitt popped right there. I'm telling you, it was only 80 miles per hour, but boy, can that mitt pop. And there's strike number two. Other scores. Well, we've got a 2-2 tie in Clearwater. As tight as these games have been between the Hammerheads and the Mighty Muscles, as Medina misses and the count evens up at two apiece, those games in Clearwater have been battles, just like here. Very close. They've gone to extras at least one game. And the way that the Threshers won last night against the Cardinals, or was it the night before? Last night, night before, one of those, was with a three-run home run, and I believe it was the bottom of the ninth. So it's a 2-2 ball game in the sixth over in Clearwater right now. Top of the fourth in Lakeland, and the Flying Tigers are leading 3-0 over St. Lucie. 5-4, Daytona is leading at home over Bradenton. They're in the top of the fifth. So still that no-hitter action in Dunedin. Payoff pitch on the ground. Spahn will be there. Oh, then he boots it as he tries to pick up the ball. He waits for it. It's one of those slow rollers and just doesn't have a good grip on it. And that will break the four strikeouts in a row as Houghton gets aboard. That ball was not hit hard. Spahn just wasn't able to get a good grip on it to throw over to first base, and the ball just slipped out of his hand. Dropped right by him, so no chance for Houghton to go anywhere else. Hard hit on the ground, backhanded by the third baseman, Santiago, and then he drops the ball on the transfer, and everybody's safe. So Houghton, though, recorded as an error. As I mentioned, it looked like there'd be a routine ground out as Houghton moves over to second. And then Santiago on the transfer from his glove. That was a hard hit ball. He fielded it well, backhanded, but could not get a good grip on it to throw, as I mentioned, as the transfer going from his glove to his hand where he dropped the ball, and everybody's safe. So we're up to the top of the order here with Dylan Noisy at the plate. He's 0-for-3. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout. Only one out. Ball's fouled right dead by the plate. Tatum will also reach by an error, so that'll go as an E5. So after a strikeout, back-to-back errors. Then you wonder why Medina didn't just strike them all out, right? But the Hammerheads defense isn't normally like this. They've got just as many errors as they have hits, and they have no runs. Neither team has any runs here today. The Mighty Muscles have six hits, though, and have two runners aboard here at first and second with only one out in the seventh. Every game of this series has been exciting. Every game has been close. And even last night, even though the Hammerheads won by three, it surely felt much closer. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball upstairs. Swing, and the ball is coming back, and it'll hit off the roof over by the suites. Everybody's holding out their hand, hoping the ball will roll down. I think it hit off and went the other way, guys. So sorry. I wonder who's going to get the last souvenir, a foul ball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That'll be tomorrow, right? Here's the 0-2, and it'll be pitched outside. Noisy lays off of it. One ball, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second. Medina came in relief for Salvador last inning and has struck out four already. The 1-2, this ball is hit into the air, into right. Coming in is the right fielder, Roberts. He'll make the grab and everybody stays at their bases. Sanoa came over to back him up. Boy, Sanoa's hat doesn't stay on at all. He leaves it out there in the gap in right center. Roberts with the speed. He's used to playing center field too, so he can get to any ball. Noisy is retired, so there's two outs. Danny D'Andrade will step up to the plate, the shortstop. He's hitless tonight, 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out, but he did get on base with a walk. Big lead there at second base by Houghton. Makes a big leap back to second base when Medina stares him down and then delivers the pitch, strike number one. Medina from the stretch. Comes set, delivered, and the offering is a ball. As the D'Andrade takes it, 1-1. Tomorrow is dollar night. So for the last time here at the ballpark, the fans are going to be here at the Dean, and they are going to be treated to dollar night here at the Dean. So come on out to the ballpark. Everything's a dollar. Well, almost everything. My son has a tournament, and he's on the road, and he said, I can't believe I'm missing dollar night. He loves the hot dogs. Here's the 2-1. Upstairs, turning on it. That's a deep fly ball into center. Going back and chasing after it. Sliding is Luttrell. I can't see what he's done out there, but I think it's a foul ball as the home plate umpire, Isabella Robb, motions that it's foul. But Luttrell, he tracked it down and put a big effort into it. He wasn't going to take a chance on it, and if you can make a play right there, that's a great way to end an inning. So D'Andrade will step back up to the plate with two balls, two strikes, and two outs. I don't think Medina wants to face McCusker here in this situation with two runners aboard. The 6'8 left fielder is 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles. But he has struck out. That's the last hitter that Salvador faced, and he struck him out swinging. Medina looks the runner back, and he's going, and it's a foul ball into the backstop. Big night last night for the Hammerheads as they picked up their first win in the series. Mighty Muscles still leading 2-1, and if you're a Taylor Swift fan, it was a big night at midnight as she dropped her Speak Now album, the Taylor version. That was all the chatter. Here's the 2-2, inside turning on it, and McCusker is on deck, and he has to duck out of the way as the ball goes into the screen. Back-to-back foul balls over there by the on-deck circle. We've been listening to that album all day in my household. Usually I have a ball game on, but there were no early ball games to listen to around the big league, so we put on Taylor Swift's Speak Now, the Taylor version, and I was listening to all her new versions of her old songs. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Medina delivers, and a miss inside. The Hammerheads, are they enchanted to meet the Mighty Muscles tonight? Well, we'll see, because they are looking to have some sparks fly and get the bats flying, or the hits, because they need a run. Here's the pitch. Let's not speak now, Mighty Muscles. We just want you to sit down. That ball goes all the way to the Cassidy Cool Zone, though, as DeAndre's staying alive at the plate with foul ball after foul ball. So this is a battle for Medina. Medina has not faced DeAndre Day till now. Here's the 3-2 and another foul ball. He's the number two in the hitter and in the lineup here for the Mighty Muscles, so he is battling. 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. DeAndre wiggles his two-tone bat, awaits the pitch as the clock goes down to 6-5-4. Here's the pitch. Inside, strike called, and he wants to appeal it, challenge it. It is a strike, so the Mighty Muscles, they lose one of their challenges, and DeAndre will go down looking. So Medina picking up another strikeout. That's his fifth. And we head to the bottom of the seventh. Sing along here with our fans at the Dean. It's time to stretch. I'm going to stretch. I'll sing along, but you won't be able to hear me. Zero to zero. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Refreshments and are all stretched out and ready to go for these last couple of innings. We've got to get going. As I mentioned, we need that bat to start going for the Hammerheads. Maybe they will hear as a new pitcher is on the hill. Danny Moreno for the Mighty Muscles. He'll face Montgomery. Ball number one is the first pitch, and then he delivers a strike. So 1-1 the count to Montgomery. Torin is 1-for-2, singled in the second, struck out in the fourth. Righty on righty matchup. Moreno with the fastball and missing. Radar gun's not working. Maybe Moreno's throwing so fast it doesn't even register. I do know that his body, he's putting every bit of energy that he possibly can when he's throwing these pitches. The 2-1, chop foul left side. Moreno, 6'1", 180 from Venezuela. 23 years of age as he goes outside, and the count is now full on Montgomery. Payoff pitch coming as there's action in the Hammerheads bullpen too. Montgomery's jammed. It sounded like he splintered his bat as it goes foul into the dugout of the mighty muscles, and he quickly goes over to his dugout to hand off the bat and pick up another one, because you could hear it. It just cracked. And it wasn't the kind of crack, the crack of the bat where it's a hit. We've got the pie slice at second base, so the infielders are shifted. They cannot be shifted into those two chalk lines that go from second base, but you can barely see them here tonight. Usually, I guess they'll get refreshed soon, but right now you can't see on the second base side of the bag, the chalk lines barely at all. Another foul ball off the bat of Montgomery. He's battling Moreno, who's in for Jack Noble. First inning of work here for Moreno. Montgomery, another foul ball. They're all going towards the Mighty Muscles dugout. Moreno hikes up his pants, tucks in his jersey, leans in to get the signs from Tatum. Comes, sets at the belt, kicks, and delivers another foul ball. Moreno likes to wear his socks up high, purple, solid purple showing. His glove looks like it's has an orange tint to it. Definitely not natural or brown. Some kind of color to it. He goes inside, turning on it is Montgomery, but it's a foul ball down the line into left. Nelson Prada there, the manager, pointing fair, but he won't get the call. Moreno doesn't have a record this season, but 4.87 ERA. This is his 13th appearance for the Mighty Muscles. In 20 and a third innings, he has struck out 17. Payoff pitch once again. This one going foul to the right side. So Montgomery, it's like batting practice for him, but he is spraying it left and right in the air, on the ground, but all foul balls. And our radar gun isn't working. I can't tell you exactly what speed Moreno's throwing, but he is battling too. The payoff pitch inside nearly hits Montgomery, and so Torn has won the battle, and he takes his gear off and heads to first base. So the first batter that Moreno faces, he'll walk. He'll next face Carlos Santiago, the third baseman who's 0-1 for the Hammerheads. He walked back in the second. On deck is Harrison Spahn, who is hitless. There's only two hits for the Hammerheads tonight. Those hits, one came out off of Montgomery's bat, who's at first base right now, and the other was Sanoa. Deep fly ball, left side, that'll keep going and hit the aluminum bleachers out there and left in foul territory. Moreno in his 20 and a third innings has walked 10 and hit 2. Opponents batting 256 against him. High chopper right side taken by Perez. He looks to second but makes the short throw to Schmidt at first. Santiago is retired, but that'll advance Montgomery to scoring position to second base. So a ground out that pushes the runner to second. That'll bring up Harrison Spahn, who's 0-2, flied out both times to right field. First offering and missing way away from the righty at the plate. Spahn, who's batting 210. Spahn takes pitch number two. Two balls and no strikes with one out. Ten of those were strikes. There were a lot of foul balls in there. Probably half of those at least, right? Off the bat of Montgomery. Strike on the outside part of the plate to Spahn. So 2-1 is the count. Mm-hmm. Marino looks the runner back at second, deals, and misses outside. 3-1. Spahn adjusts his batting gloves. He has white batting gloves. I can see in his back pocket he has a black oven mitt to wear when he's on the base pass. I saw some of the players. Who was it? I know Bryce Harper, but then, I think it might be De La Cruz for the Reds, I believe. Their oven mitts are ice cream cones. And, I know it, ridiculous something it says too. That reminds me of the ice cream cone gloves that Jazz Chisholm Jr. has, also his spikes. Kids love them. I know my son does. Payoff pitch at the plate. Ground ball fielded by the second baseman. Throw to first in time, but that will push Montgomery all the way to third base. So the first time today, the Hammerheads have a runner at third base. Two outs, though. Sam Prater will come to the plate. Now he has struggled, but his struggles were against Noble. Hopefully he can fare better against Moreno right now because he has gone down looking, struck out both trips up to the plate tonight. First pitch, Prater swings, chops it left side, waiting on his Cespedes. He'll throw over to Schmidt in time, and Prater grounds out to third to end the seventh here, and the Hammerheads leave the runner stranded at third base, and we still have a scoreless ball game here in Jupiter, Florida. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your...
Welcome back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill, and the bat goes flying. And thank goodness we have a screen behind the dugout for both ball clubs, but this one goes into the Hammerheads' screen behind the dugout as that bat just slipped out of the hands of Carson McCusker. Somebody could have really gotten hurt with that one. Or a fan might have made a great catch. But either way, McCusker gets the bat back. Strike number one. New pitcher on the hill for the Hammerheads in relief of Medina, who had five strikeouts in two innings of work, is Yermin Lara. Lara, 6'1", 195. The righty is 24 years of age from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. McCusker. Next pitch, and he fouls it to the right side in the stands. So nothing and two on McCusker. Here comes the 0-2. That one will go foul. Mm-hmm. Lara is 2-0 on the season with a 1.71 ERA. This is his 18th appearance for the Hammerheads here today. He'll go upstairs with the heat and get a swing and a miss. So after McCusker has back-to-back singles, now he has back-to-back strikeouts, both times going down swinging. And Lara continues where Medina left off as Medina struck out the last hitter he faced. And now McCusker is striking out the first hitter that he faced. That's exactly what Salvador did too. He struck out McCusker, and that was his last batter that he faced. And Cespedes was the next hitter, the first one that Medina faced, and he struck him out. So it's kind of got a little pattern there. A nice little pattern for the Hammerheads pitching. One ball, one strike, one out. Cespedes steps back in. It's a righty on lefty matchup. And now the right or the center fielder, Sanoa, is moving over to his left, shading a little bit over there, making the adjustment for the lefty at the plate. Shift in the infield also. The shortstop Spahn is on the white chalk line. And second baseman's moved more towards first base. Pop up though to the left side, going after it is Santiago. And he overruns it, sees it the last minute, falls down, but still makes the grab, and that's why you get the cheers that you can hear from the stands, because Santiago stuck with it. And now when I've heard from the Fort Myers fielders and how they talk about how it's hard to see a ball that's hit here at night with the lights, because there's no light that shines up, it's only shining down, so you lose it in lights. I wonder, because there's not much wind, none at all, if really it looks like. And, you know, Santiago lost it. First pitch hit up the middle, off the bat of Cruz, then off of the shin of Lara. The ball will roll over to second base. It won't be in time for anyone to pick up and make a play, though. So with two outs, Cruz finds a way to get on base as he hits the ball off of Lara. And now Nelson Prada, the trainer, the catcher, will go out to make sure Lara's okay. Two down, Cruz at first base. It's been a scoreless ball game, and we are in the eighth inning. And when I talk to, you know, Nelson Prada, the manager for the Hammerheads, just yesterday, and we were talking about how the games were so close. He said, you know what? I like it. I like them being close just because it keeps everybody in the ballgame to the very last out. So we're getting right there again, once again, to the very last out maybe, as we are in the top of the eighth, and it's a 0-0 ball game. Here's the pitch to Schmidt, and throwing it past the first baseman is Fernandez. Montgomery's got to go find it, and the runner, Cruz, who found his way on the base pass, is now at third base. Cruz was definitely a nemesis in yesterday's ball game. And now he's just in on the action right now. There's two outs and a runner at third base, much like the Hammerheads had in the bottom of the seventh. Cruz, they'll give an infield base hit to as the ball knocked off the pitcher. He was able to get to second base. Here is the throw from the catcher Fernandez to get him at first base. They were trying to throw down there and get Cruz and pick him off at first. Instead, gets by Montgomery. It was a wild throw over there. So three errors for the Hammerheads, and they only have two hits. They've got more errors than hits tonight. Schmidt has two balls and no strikes on him with two outs. He's batting 367 for the Mighty Muscles. That's the second runner to be at third base here today for the Mighty Muscles. And a deep fly ball into left field. Going back after it, right at the warning track on the run is Latrell. He's able to track it down in deep left center field, and that ball just a little bit more would have been over the wall. Instead, Latrell pulls it in, and that'll leave one stranded. So we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's still a 0-0 ball game. It'll be 8-1-2 up for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh my, I can just feel the tension in the air here tonight, along with the humidity, as it is a 0-0 ball game. We've got a lot of hits on the board, 9 hits combined for both teams, but no runs. Andrew Fernandez at the plate, the number 9 hitter, takes strike number 1, goes after the second pitch, and he fouls it off the end of his bat over by the Cassidy Cool Zone, and it's a race by our youngsters here to get that foul ball. They're off, trying to find it like an Easter egg hunt. I don't think they found it yet. They're still looking for it. The hunt is almost as fun as the find. Here's the 0-2, and that ball bounces away from the catcher. Won't matter, nobody's aboard. 1-2. Marino, he came in relief last inning for Noble. Faced 4 Hammerhead hitters. Walked the first batter. He faced Montgomery, but then got 3 ground outs in a row. Montgomery got all the way to third base on those ground outs, but could not come home. The 1-2 breaking ball, that looked like a big curve ball there that knocks off the roof over by the suites. Boy, they're having fun over there because that ball just keeps knocking right over where they are. They did get one ball. Those that are sitting over in the suites, I saw that one. They were excited. All right, we're looking for some excitement on the base pass here today for the Hammerheads, on the Hammerhead side, of course. Looking for 2 wins in a row, win number 2. We could even up the series here. 2-2. Last pitch came way inside on Fernandez. The kick, the pitch, hard hit on the ground. Couple of hops into the glove of the shortstop. Throw to first is in time, and Fernandez has grounded out to short. So there's 1 out. So 4 ground outs in a row for the Hammerheads after Montgomery walked back in the 7th. The last time that the Hammerheads had a hit was in the 6th off the bat of Sanoa. There's only 2 hits in the ballgame, Sanoa's single and Montgomery's single. Pair of walks, or actually 3 walks. So there's been a few runners on base for the Hammerheads. Back up to the top of the order, Brett Roberts. Boy, is he due here tonight. Has 2 home runs, picked up home run number 2 yesterday. Great leadoff hitter. Has one of the best averages in the league. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. I asked Roberts if he's going through the same routine that he did yesterday since he had that home run. He said he's not superstitious. He does like to keep the same routine, though, every game. And I think that's why he's so consistent, you know, with his average and hitting-wise, because he does keep that same routine every day. Struggling, though, at the plate here today with a strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out. One ball, two strikes. Another offering, and that's way outside to the right-handed hitter, Roberts. Solid average at 280. There is action in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. There's just so many zeros on the board here tonight, and we're on the bottom of the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss as Moreno goes outside, breaking ball, and Roberts chases it. That's Moreno's first strikeout tonight. Jack Noble was the starter for the Mighty Muscles. He worked six innings, allowed two hits, no runs, walked two, struck out six in six innings, and he lowered his ERA here with the Mighty Muscles to 1.64. It's hard to hit against him. Hard hit ball, but Lewis falls down on the in the box. He gets stuck and falls and slips, and it was still an easy play for the defense of Fort Myers. So that is out number three, and down go the Hammerheads. 1-2-3 in the eighth. We head to the ninth here at the Dean. Do not go anywhere, as it is a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I'm glad you're sticking with us, because we've got a tight one here at the Dean like we've had for every game of this series. It's a 0-0 ball game. Mikey Perez on the hill here in the top of the ninth for the Mighty Muscles. One ball, no strikes. Lara remains on the hill. He came in relief last inning for the Hammerheads. He deals and gets a swing and a miss. I'm checking out the scores around the Florida State League, and it's still a no-hitter. Bottom of the seventh in Dunedin. The Blue Jays have three hits, one run. Tampa has no hits and no runs. Two balls and a strike to Perez. The second baseman is 0 for 3 today. Not many hits. Actually, you know, they've got seven hits on the Mighty Muscle side as Lara misses inside, nearly clips the belt of Perez there on his left thigh, but he backs away just in time. The 3-1. This one is drilled into left field. Can Latrell hunt it down? And he does. He goes to his left, and the ball kind of, it looked like it was going quickly off the bat of Perez, and it might even, you know, be able to fall into the gap, but kind of holds up, and Latrell just playing it so nicely. Makes the grab, so Perez lines out to left field. bullpens. Plenty of action in both bullpens as you don't know what's going to happen here. We've already had a ball game with extra innings. Last night's game, it was delayed, but it was a three-hour game. They said 2:59. I think it went over 3 hours. But tonight, it's moving quickly, but at the same time, there is no score. Two balls, no strikes to Houghton. He's batting 225. The number eight hitter in the lineup for the Mighty Muscles swings and misses. Houghton picked up a base hit back in the second, infield base hit to the left side, then grounded out, was on base by an error of Spahn, the shortstop. Oh, a big curveball there that comes across as a strike, catches Houghton off guard. Two balls and two strikes. It's still 2-2 in Clearwater with the Cardinals against the Threshers. It's the bottom of the ninth there. The 2-2, a swing and a miss. Lara mixing things up. Houghton just caught off guard. So two down, Dylan Tatum, the number nine hitter in the lineup for the Mighty Muscles, will come to the plate. The catcher, 0-for-3 today, struck out looking, doubled in the fifth, then also made it to first by an error. That was an E5 on Santiago, the third baseman for the Hammerheads. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Lara rears back and fires. Strike number one. The Mighty Muscles, who we've talked about, have left a lot on base through this series. Here's the 1-1 check swing. Did he go? Yes, says Tyler Green on the base pass. He's there at first base. So that's a little help here for Lara and the Hammerheads. 1-2 the count with two outs. The Mighty Muscles have left nine on base here today. Less than yesterday, they had 13, and the day before, 15 runners they left on base. Game one left eight. Now the Hammerheads, they don't have a lot of hits, so they have only left 3, 4, 5 on the base pass. Still not good. You want to drive in some runs, right? Got to play some small ball here today. Here's the 1-2 with two outs. Turning on it. Fly ball. Left field. Incoming is Luttrell, and he'll make the grab. He's got a lot of action out there in left field today. So 1-2-3. Down go the Mighty Muscles in the ninth. We're going to the bottom of the ninth here at the Dean. It's still 0-0, and it's up to the Hammerheads to close off this game with a win. And all they need to do is score one run. It'll be the heart of the order with 3, 4, and 5 coming to the plate. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right. Are you in for some excitement? I am. I sure am here. Let's get some bottom of the ninth magic going. New pitcher on the hill for the Mighty Muscles, and it's Jackson Hicks. First pitch, Sanoa taking it. So it's Sanoa, Latrell, and Montgomery here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the ninth. The new reliever is a righty, and Sanoa takes this pitch into deep center field. Going back is Houghton, and he'll make the grab as he runs it down by the Cleveland Clinic sign in deep center field. So Sanoa is retired. That ball might have gotten by other center fielders here in this league, but not Houghton. He has tracked down, covered center field incredibly for the Mighty Muscles. Chase Latrell, who's also been tracking balls in left and hunting them down, is at the plate now. Latrell is 0 for 3 today, takes the first pitch for a strike. The left-handed hitter grounded out, flied out, and flied out again in the sixth. Chase batting 249. Here comes the pitch, breaking ball missing outside. One ball and one strike. Jackson Hicks, 6'3", 225. The righty is from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Here's the 1-1, giving this ball a ride, but oh, as you hear the groans of the fans, it's foul. That exit velo was crazy off the bat of Latrell. He just turned on that pitch, so one ball and two strikes. There is no wind blowing at all in right field right now. Breaking ball inside, swing and a miss, dropped by the catcher, the throw down to first in time, and so Latrell will go down swinging, and that'll bring up Torrin Montgomery. So the Hammerheads are down to their last out here in the bottom of the ninth, last opportunity to do something. Montgomery has a pair of homers. He does get on base. He's batting 317 this season. Can he play the hero right now? Here comes the pitch from Hicks. A swing and a miss. Our radar gun went out about a couple of relievers ago, so we have no idea. Let's see if I can pull it up over here. Nope, not even on game day. Swing and a miss. So Montgomery getting fooled. He's down to his last strike, and then we're head to extra innings. Hicks is 1-1 this season, 4.15 ERA. He has struck out 36. In 30 and a third, make it 37 in 31 innings. The 0-2 swing and a miss, tagged out by the catcher, and that's how the Hammerheads will end the ninth. The ball game is not over yet, though, as neither team has scored tonight. So we're headed to the top of the 10th. Extra innings, free baseball for everyone here tonight. Come on back after this short timeout. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
And the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, we've got extra inning ball here. Going to extra innings. Top of the 10th, placed runner at second base for the Mighty Muscles is Dylan Tatum. But I think they might announce someone else. Let's see. We've got a new pitcher, too. Jake Schrand is on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. So it's Cameron Woolman, who is at second base right now, pinch running, and is the placed runner. And I've just got a huge bug that came in too. I don't want to pay attention to the bug. I've never had such a big bug come in, and he wants to keep coming in. All right, we'll just go to the lights. I've got a ball game going on. Almost looks like a wasp. I really, really don't want to have to pay attention to him. We've got the infield in, placed runner at second. One ball, no strikes, with Schrand on the hill. He peers in, takes the signs from Fernandez. And the pitch clock resets. Here comes the pitch. It's a bunt to first, throw to third, because the runner was going. Is he safe? The runner goes to first base. Now he's running to second as they're holding onto the ball. The Hammerheads have got a reset here. Well, here in the 10th, with the placed runner,
who moved over to third base
because the bunt to first, Montgomery Field, threw to third. Tag wasn't applied in time, and then everyone kind of just stood around and, you know, they were disappointed in what happened at third base, and no one's paying attention as Noisy gets all the way to second base. Now Danny DeAndre is at the plate, first pitch missing. One ball and no strikes. I think there was also a violation of the pitch clock in between, and everyone's just trying to get, you know, it's a whole new ball game here in the 10th when you have a placed runner and you really, really can't have your mind wander. Infield is playing in again because the Mighty Muscles know how to play these extra innings. They know how to play small ball. So one ball, one strike. Infield in, ball going out of play as DeAndre is swinging all the way. DeAndrade, sorry about that. And I had my eye on this bug that came in. I think he left. It was just at the wrong time, too, with the first pitch. You know, clock violation possibly. Things going on as the ball bounces away from the catcher, Fernandez, but everyone's going to stay on their base. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Runners in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles at second and third. Schrand, new reliever, gets the Andrade to pop up. It'll stay by home plate. And Fernandez stays with it as he tosses off his mask and makes the play. So the shortstop is retired for out number one. And that'll keep Noisy at second and Willman at third base. One down, Carson McCusker will step up to the plate. He's 2-for-4. Glenn Dishman will go out to the mound. There's no other relievers warming up on either side. And I'll talk to Jake Strand. Jake, a fellow Ohioan, is from the Cincinnati area. Born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Is he a Reds fan? I hope so. The 23-year-old was drafted in 2021 in the 9th round. Dishman's done talking to his pitcher and catcher, trying to settle him down. Scoreless ball game still, only one out. Good pitching the whole entire game. Schrand has a 0.00 ERA in only his third game now here with the Jupiter Hammerheads this season. He'll miss away, one ball and no strikes to McCusker. Schrand has pitched 2 2/3 innings before tonight and has struck out 4 opponents, batting 0-0-0 against him. He'll deliver a strike next pitch, so 1-1 is the count. The righty reliever comes set at the belt, then delivers a swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball by Schrand. What a ball game it's been. So many zeros on the board. The Mighty Muscles, 7 hits, no runs. The Hammerheads, 2 hits and no runs. Count is even at 2 apiece with 1 out. There's 2 runners in scoring position. You've got a big hitter at the plate, McCusker, who's just joined the Mighty Muscles just a week or so ago. Schrand delivers and misses. The count goes full. 321 batting average for McCusker with 2 homers and 4 RBIs. We saw him early in this series hit a 2-run home run over the left field wall. The payoff pitch, this ball is getting launched into center field. Sanoa going back, and it clears the fence in center field. A 3-run home run. And the Mighty Muscles have muscled their way on board for a 3-0 lead here in the top of the 10th inning. You gotta stick around every inning, every out, every pitch with these two ball clubs, because sometimes it comes down to that one pitch. So with one swing of his bat, McCusker, I was just talking around his 2-run blast, now he hits a 3-run home run. And finally, there's some runs on the board, just not on the right side tonight. Boy, it's been a cruel summer for the Hammerheads this series and throughout. One ball, no strikes to Cespedes. Cespedes lifts this ball into right field on the run. Leaping after it is Roberts, and he makes the grab. Way to go, Brett Roberts. He's had trouble at the plate tonight, but not out there in the field. So Brett Roberts saves a hit out there in right field. 2 down.
The designated hit number 11, Raviel Cruz.
That'll bring up Raviel Cruz, who is actually 2-for-4 today. Cruz takes first pitch and it misses. One ball and no strikes. Cruz only batting 169, but having a good night tonight at the plate. He popped out, infield base hit, struck out, and then another infield base hit. Hard hit on the ground. Santiago has to dive after it, stops it. Long throw to first. Montgomery squeezes it, and that'll retire the side, but not before. With one swing of the bat, McCusker clears the bases, and the Mighty Muscles take over the lead 3-0. We're not done yet, though, folks. We're not done yet, as the Hammerheads have one more chance to tie it up or take the ball game in the bottom of the 10th. It'll be Santiago, Spahn, and Prater. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
When car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It is do or die time now for the Jupiter Hammerheads. What a game it has been. It'll be heartbreaking if the Hammerheads cannot pull this out. The placed runner at second base here in the bottom of the 10th is Torin Montgomery. He struck out in the bottom of the 9th, so he will be the runner at second base to start the 10th inning here. One swing of the bat against Hicks, and Santiago pops it up. Could be trouble. The shortstop pedals back and makes the grab as Houghton was coming in, the center fielder. So Santiago pops up, and not in the best place, because there's no way that Montgomery can advance either, as the ball was popped up right by him at second. So one down, Harrison Spahn will step in. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Spahn tonight is 0 for 3. Swings and misses at the first pitch as the lightning starts to light up the sky here at the Dean. We've hit the 9 o'clock mark. We started at 6:33. That was our first pitch. Runner at second. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So nothing and two. The Hammerheads have only two hits tonight, off the bat of Montgomery, who is at second, and off the bat of Sanoa. Hammerheads hitters have struggled against the pitching of the Mighty Muscles, but Fort Myers hasn't had much luck. Hard hit on the ground. That ball is bobbled by the shortstop, but De Andrade recovers and throws to first in time. There's two down. Ground out is out number two, so Sam Prater will step up to the plate. He has struggled with two strikeouts, both going down looking, and a ground out tonight. He's got a runner in scoring position, has 8 ribbies on the season. Montgomery taking a big lead. Hicks delivers. Prater going after the first pitch, and he hits that into the stands. So 0-1 the count. Prater scored a run yesterday after walking. had a good game in game number two as he went 2 for 4. Doubled in that game. Nothing in two. The Hecklers are out, though, today, aren't they? So the Hammerheads are down to their last strike. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it misses. Curveball outside. So one ball and two strikes. Montgomery waiting at second. He's ready to run. A three-run home run has given the Mighty Muscles the lead in the top of the 10th. Here comes the pitch, a swing and a miss, and that's the ball game as the Hammerheads battled all game. It was a scoreless game until the 10th inning and that three-run home run. And that will do it here for the Hammerheads as they fall to the Mighty Muscles for the third time in four games. Every game, every pitch has counted here tonight and in every game. It's been a cruel summer, as I mentioned, for the Jupiter Hammerheads this week. Hopefully they can bounce back tomorrow. We'll head to a break and we'll go to our post-game show. But for now, the Hammerheads fall here in game 4, 3-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Bayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Safely, right? I can hear the rumbling out there too. I've parked just a little bit away, but what a way to end a ball game. We've got the Mighty Muscles, 8 hits, 3 runs.
The Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Swing, and he launched a ball over the left center field wall, and it was a deep shot over the wall. Myers, and he has been nothing.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesmen to the salesmen. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hits, no runs, only one walk, and struck out four. He has a 0.00 ERA. Medina came in and struck out five. So a lot of strikeouts tonight. Hitters, and on the other side,
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor, outdoor, air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Now 41 and 37 on the season. The Mighty Muscles 40 and 39. Everyone have a great night. Be safe, and we'll see you soon at the ballpark.